Welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm Sherry Gibson, joined in studio today by Stacy Carney, who is a registered nurse with the FHN Vein Center. And Stacy, we're going to talk about the Vein Center today. Could you share a little bit about what your role at FHN and the Vein Center specifically is?
Sure, and thank you for having me, Sherry.
Yeah, I need you to get a little closer to that mic. Sorry, we didn't talk about that.
It's okay. Yes, I've been an RN with FHN for 7 years and a part of the Vein Center since it started in October of 2016.
So tell us what types of services are actually offered there.
We have a great team of physicians. They are especially trained in assessing and treating venous disease and providing procedures called endovenous laser ablations and phlebectomies to close the veins and eventually remove any remaining incompetent veins, you know, if needed.
So we're talking about the dark veins, then the spider veins and things like that that you see in people's legs?
Yes. More specifically, the varicose veins, the large, thready, they look like earthworms almost is how some patients have described them. Those and the spider veins, the little bluish, reddish veins that they develop around their ankles and their knee area.
So this is pretty popular as far as the services you offer. You're actually adding another provider, right?
We definitely are growing. It's very exciting that we now have three providers, Dr. Castro, Dr. Urban, and now we've added Dr. Levine. Dr. Levine, she's been with FHN for 11 years now, and she recently retired from her ENT surgery practice. She is currently accepting new patients and will be providing the same services and procedures as the other two providers. It's been an added bonus for our potential patients that have been requesting a female provider, and we're real excited to have her on board.
A lot of people think about varicose veins as being a cosmetic. They don't like the way they look, but it's more than that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. If someone has obvious varicose veins, discoloration in their lower legs, unexplained swelling, cramping, or burning, or itching in their legs, it's a red flag that possibly that they have vein reflux, which means the valves in their veins are no longer working properly.
Do you know what causes that?
Yeah, the biggest majority of our patients we've been seeing have a very strong family history of varicose veins. Some have had a previous injury to their legs. It can also be caused by having a sedentary job where they're sitting or standing for long periods of time. If they've had a history of blood clots, obesity, and actually smoking can also contribute to venous insufficiency.
Okay, so some of those things like, you know, being more active and quit smoking can help prevent it?
It can help. Also, wearing compression stockings. A lot of people with jobs, nurses, barbers, beauticians, waitresses.
That are on their feet a lot?
On their feet a lot. They would really benefit if they were able to wear compression stockings.
So how do you help people determine when it really is necessary for surgery?
Well,
other than just the cosmetic reason.
Oh, absolutely. After having a full leg, you know, venous ultrasound scan with our ultrasound techs, Nikki or Emily, we're able to determine how severe the venous reflux is and if they would benefit from having a laser procedure to close the incompetent veins. I usually tell our patients that if their symptoms are interfering with their daily life, with their sleep, with their job, or having pain while they're walking, then it's time to consider a procedure.
So the surgery itself, is it complicated? What's it like?
No, it's not. It's technically not even a surgery. It's more of a procedure. It's a simple procedure. It's done under a local anesthetic, which means they numb the site while the patient is awake. Our patients literally walk in and walk out, with many returning to work the same day.
So do you know if it's covered by most insurances?
It is, as well as Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay, what about the cosmetic type now? Can that be done at FHN, and is that usually covered, do you know?
Absolutely, especially for those spider veins that many individuals never realize that can be treated with sclerotherapy. But with it being a cosmetic type procedure, it's not going to be covered under most circumstances from insurance.
Okay. So you mentioned sclerotherapy. Is that how you pronounce that?
Correct.
What is that?
Actually, sclerotherapy, it's a minor procedure where the physician actually injects into the spider veins, causing them to collapse down and be reabsorbed by the body. And like I said, most cases are considered cosmetic, so they may not be covered by insurance.
And I know you've got a really good insurance department. They'll help you get through that and figure out if it's going to be covered or not.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. We have a great pre-cert department, and they go through and make sure that everyone is pre-certified for any procedure before anything happens.
Yeah, so you know ahead of time.
Exactly.
Yeah, no big surprises.
No.
Can someone find out if they're a candidate for this vein surgery? How do they go about doing that?
Well, we offer free screenings by appointment only once a month, and they run from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. for anyone wanting to have a short scan just to check to see if they have reflux and if they would benefit from a full venous scan. They can also have their provider send a referral unless they know their insurance doesn't require a physician referral.
Okay. Do you have a specific time that you do these free screenings? Or
we do. Currently, we're doing them the fourth Tuesday of every month. Eventually, that's going to be changing to Mondays. But right now, we have one coming this coming Tuesday, August 28th. We have one for September 25th and October 23rd, and those all run from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And if they're interested, then they could call our scheduler, Faye, at 599-8346 or 599-VEIN.
So you do need an appointment, though, for that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, but it's free to have the scan.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Now, is there more information about all of this? We've talked about a lot of different things today. Is there mm-hmm. info on your website?
Yes, we have more information about that at FHN.org. And we're also going to be having FHN is sponsoring a Canova's Women's Night Out on October 15th. And the Vein Center is going to be part of the presenters for the Women's Night Out. Two of our providers, Dr. Levine and Dr. Urban, will also be available to answer any questions or provide information for the attendees.
A lot of times the anticipation is way worse than a situation. You build things up in your mind when you don't know. So this is a great way for people to find out the answers to a lot of their questions.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Stacy. Oh, go ahead.
And I was just going to say, and our team is very good at educating the patients within the community, making them understand whether or not they really do have the venous disease. And if we find that they don't, we're able to guide them into the right direction that they need to be.
Stacy, thank you so much. Some great information here. Stacy Carney, who is a registered nurse with the FHN Vein Center. This is Talk of the Town. Thank you so much for listening.